Yep. I am, yeah. My name is Sean Davis, and I'm the Group Director for Safety, Health, Wellbeing and Sustainability for Royal Mail Group. I'm delighted by the change in the legislation that came earlier on in the year and this further addition that comes into place now. I think anything that protects people at work is really, really helpful. And with over 3,300 dog attacks each year, that's 9 per day, I think anything that helps us to keep our people safe at work is really well welcomed. Yeah, and I'd like to really, really, really reinforce the point that Royal Mail championed this, but it's for the benefit of everybody else that works in the community. If you think about it, there's a number of people that have got community roles. Policemen, dustbin men and women, delivery workers, district nurses. A lot of people work in the community, as well as Royal Mail postmen and women. And our influence over changing this legislation is for their benefit as well as ours. And it's something that we're really proud of within the organisation. Yeah, well, the most severe one that springs to mind is a postman who had his nose bitten off. But it's not uncommon to have fingers or thumbs bitten off, lower leg injury. And we're talking about permanent disabling injury here. These are not, you know, there's often a comedic dimension associated with this. You think about the small dog hanging off the back of a postman's trousers. But these are serious life-changing injuries in a number of cases. And anybody that's been the victim of a dog attack will tell you it's an incredibly traumatic experience. Yeah, I would like to say, though, that Royal Mail are not anti-dog. We are pro-responsible ownership. And the majority of our customers are really, really responsible owners and work with us to find ways around things if they do have issues of themselves. And there are a number of low-cost and no-cost options out there in terms of keeping the dog occupied at key delivery times or perhaps considering putting a catch basket on the back of the door to catch the mail if there is an issue. So in a lot of cases, the majority of cases, the customers are really, really supportive. This change in legislation just allows us to have the full strength of the law to tackle the people that are irresponsible dog owners. I'm a dog owner myself, and I know that with having a dog comes a great deal of responsibility. Well, the fine that is just one dimension to it, but by the time it gets to that fine level, then a lot of the kind of mechanisms along the way should have been exhausted, because it's not about going straight for the fine option. There are a number of other powers that the police and local authorities have got to bring dangerous dogs under control. That's just the financial penalty is just one dimension that is within the toolkit, if you like, should other options fail. The main thing is that I don't think that this is the end, that this is the start of it. This change in the legislation is the start of us being able to really tackle inappropriate dangerous dogs, not just for the benefit of Royal Mail, but for the benefit of entire communities, as I said. And as I said, luckily, it's only a small number of people who are irresponsible dog owners, but with this change in legislation, it does allow us to target those people and to keep people safe at work and in communities.